I know first quarter just was one of those dreadful things to start off down 17-0, but girls kind of regrouped after that, down 21-5, but did a better job scoring after that first quarter.
Yeah, we did. You know, it's hard to start the game off like that, and that's been the norm for us here recently is to give up a huge lead, and then you know, it's hard to come back in those games, especially it's a good team like Hugoton. You know, we never really mounted a comeback, but we did a better job of scoring the ball and you know, making it look respectable in the end.
And he did, and tough loss, 65-29, but you had took some better shots, it seemed like, last three quarters, and you guys did cut down the turnovers in those last three quarters, had a bunch of them in the first, about half of them in that first quarter.
Yeah, they were given a lot more pressure. You know, when they got a big lead, they pulled the pressure off. But we did a better job of moving the ball around. Still on the offensive end, we have too many girls in one spot. You know, we need better spacing so that we make their defense move as much as they make us move when we're on defense. You know, Hugoton does a good job of moving the ball from corner to corner all the way around the perimeter and just spreading the defense out. And we don't do a good job. We usually use about one half of the floor on the offensive end. And that's an easy game for their defense.
Once again, it's Scott City Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here. Lady Beavers falling tonight 65-29. And, you know, Samantha Garcia had your first field goal of the game late in that first quarter. She came in and really gave you guys some pretty good minutes tonight, probably her best night of the year.
Yeah, it was. She did played hard on the defensive end. She grabbed some big rebounds for us and got us going in that scoring column. I know we had a free throw before then, but she has lost complete confidence in the first half of the season. You know, she knows how to score a basketball, and when she gets a rebound on the offensive end and takes it right back up, she has a knack of putting in the basket. So I was proud of her for doing that for us tonight.
And yeah, Nicole Lotta leads you guys with 9 points, and she continues to kind of get better, kind of get her legs under her more and play with pretty good energy. And then you had 6 points from Paige Winterland as well. And you know, along with her, she was 4 for 4 from the foul line, but you guys did a really good job shooting tonight at the free throw line, 9 of 12.
Yeah, it was a welcome sight to score from the line, because we did a good job of accepting their pressure and making sure that when we got to the line, we, you know, 75% is a good percentage for us. It's our goal. We'd love to do a little bit better, but you know, anytime you get to score from the foul line, you got to take advantage of it. Nicole, you know, she's had more game time than she has practice time, and so I expect her to get better and to get in the flow of the offense a little bit more. She gets a lot of opportunities by penetrating and taking it up strongly, and you know, I expect her to score in the flow of the offense as the season goes along.
As you take a look at this opponent that you had tonight, Hugoton, is this probably the deepest team that you'll face all year?
It is, man. They are so, so good. You know, I know they have two tough losses on the year, but it's fun to watch them. I'm pulling for them. I'm like, they're not in our sub-state. They're not in our class this year. And so they have a fan in me. I like the way that Coach Gillen is running their team and doing things the right way. And so you know, I respect what Hugoton has done in building a program, and they're young. All of their bench players are so young and just so talented.
Well, you take away that game, and now you come next Tuesday. It'll be your last game against consecutive or ranked teams in succession. It's go from the number three team in 4A Division II to the number two ranked team in 4A Division II in TMP Marion, who lost their first game of the year, but I believe they've won about every game, maybe other than maybe one or two along the way. The rest of the way, and this is going to be a pretty good team on Tuesday.
Yeah, and they're a lot like this team. You know, they're guard oriented. They like to get out and run and space the floor and try to beat you down the floor. And they're going to pressure us, and so we have another opportunity to handle some full court pressure on Tuesday night. And so hopefully we take steps forward from this game into that game.
Well, it's a Tuesday night home game against TMP Marion, and you're done with your Friday night home games this year, and a tough loss for you guys tonight, 65-29, but much better effort the final three quarters. And as always, Coach, we do appreciate you stopping by here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Adam.